Former President Donald Trump is well ahead of the Republican field as the political attention turns to Iowa and New Hampshire. One place that has substantially tightened, however, is Wisconsin, according to a new political poll. The Marquette University Law School regular Wisconsin poll finds an unusual trend developing. In this survey, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has pulled to within 1 point of Mr. Trump, 31-30% in terms of first-choice preference, a margin seen only in the governor's home domain. Former Vice President Mike Pence and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott are third and fourth with 6% and 5% support. In a general election pairing with President Biden, Governor DeSantis pulls to within the polling margin of error, trailing 47-45%. Ex-President Trump fares considerably worse. Mr. Biden would lead this matchup by a substantial 52-43% margin. It remains to be seen if the closeness of this poll is an anomaly or the beginning of a new trend. Retired Navy SEAL and aerospace company CEO Tim Sheehy announced his Montana U.S. Senate candidacy during the week. Immediately, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, with its chairman, Montana's junior senator Steve Daines, endorsed Mr. Sheehy's candidacy. The Montana Senate race is expected to be one of the hottest campaigns in the country as Republicans attempt to deny Democratic Senator John Tester a fourth term. U.S. Representative Matt Rosendale is also expected to soon join the Republican race. Early polling shows the two-term congressman beginning with a huge lead, so we can expect to see both a hot general election campaign and an equally tough Republican nomination contest next year in Big Sky country. This race is a must-win for Republicans if they are to capture the Senate majority. Utah's 2nd District Special Republican Endorsing Convention met live in the small but centrally located town of Delta to choose one candidate to advance into the special primary election scheduled for September 5th to replace resigning Republican Congressman Chris Stewart. After five rounds of balloting, Representative Stewart's Congressional Legal Counsel, Celeste Malloy, scored a 52-48% victory over former State House Speaker Greg Hughes. The Democrats then chose, in their convention, State Senator Kathleen Reby as their endorsed candidate. Others may still qualify for the primary ballot, but must obtain 7,000 valid 2nd District Republican registered voter signatures by July 5th. At least two of the GOP candidates, former State Rep. Becky Edwards and ex-Republican National Committee Bruce Huff, are pursuing the signature option. If no other candidate qualifies for the ballot, Ms. Malloy will officially become the party nominee and be rated as a heavy favorite to win the November 21st special general election in a district that the 538 data organization rates as R plus 23. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.